Come on, we got Joey D's Facebook open. He did not log off. I blame him. We need to make sure he doesn't do this again because we're not going to be as mean as maybe somebody else.
Watching
Teen Mom or something.
Yeah, watching Real Housewives or watching
something he hates.
Probably all that.
Jersey Shore.
Say watching Jersey Shore. Team Snooki. Hashtag Team Snooki.
Hashtag Team Snooki. That hair bump
got me.
Be on fleek.
Got him.
Yo.
I got him.
That hair bump be on fleek, yo. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Enough boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky B. Over there we got, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And we got, Sarah.
Sarah.
Oh, hey. And over there is Sailor Sage because of her freaking potty mouth.
Yeah. Sorry, you started it.
It has to be.
But then let's give you a different name. You don't get that name now.
Oh.
So behave.
Already ruined it.
I'm going to cry now. I was in a good mood, Vicky. Thank you.
All right, fine. Keep the name for now. But, Sage, is there any way that people can get a hold of us? Because I do not know. Can they?
I don't know. Oh, wait. Look here. They can.
Wow, that was magical.
Right?
So we have a phone number. It is 253-778-6029. You can call us, text us, leave us a message, whatever you want.
And we actually did get a couple text messages.
Baller.
Last time we talked to Augustine, he said he'd bring us tamales. He says, hey, ladies, it's like tamales might be the rule breaker, huh? Well, I don't really have to be on the cast to bring in some delicious food.
I just fell in love.
Yeah, me too.
I want some tamales.
He's single? No.
Hey.
Sage is looking. Well, we are.
I want some tamales.
Give me that tamale.
Dirty.
In the bedroom.
Anyways, you can also email us. It's thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
It is pretty legit.
Yeah, and then we've got Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, thebroadcast999.
All of the things. Stuff.
All of the things.
Where you see selfies.
Yeah.
Holler.
Actually, I posted one just now of Sage and I apparently came in wearing the exact same thing.
Literally. The exact
Except
same
mine's
thing.
A zip-up hoodie and yours is not.
Well, wow. mine has zip-ups on the side, yo.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like
just in
out.
Case I eat too much. Or I get
I
pregnant
understand.
All of a sudden.
I understand.
That too. Well, Sarah, yeah. You're just not with it.
I know. Wow. Thanks, guys. I'm just going to leave now.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Wearing color.
Who wears color anywhere? It's black all the way, man. Yeah. Anywho, it's we did not podcast Monday because of the holiday. So here we are.
Hello.
To entertain your ear holes. And we do have some stuff going on in our lives right now, including Sage. Apparently, I heard you laid out a dude last night for being a jerk.
Not the fun kind of laid.
Not the fun kind of laid that I was trying to get. Your bitch is single again.
Hey!
100%.
So this dude you kind of been seeing on and off-ish, right?
Yeah. He just doesn't know what he wants.
Is he being...
And he just... I don't know, like, I'm such a, like, a good woman, and I give, and I give, and I give, and all that jazz, and I wasn't getting anything in return.
I remember he went on vacation and then wasn't really affectionate. And then you guys kind of broke it off. And then you guys kind of recently came back together.
Yeah.
And he became really affectionate.
For like one day.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously? Just that night?
Yeah, it was like just that weekend. The next weekend after that, it was like back to like the norm.
Yeah.
Which is like distant.
Yeah,
no PDA,
like distant, no PDA. Like, I'm sorry, but if you're dating someone and they won't kiss you, there's an issue.
Yeah, it's weird. Just especially in the beginning. You should be in this, like, hot and bothered, can't get enough of each other
like,
honeymoon.
Literally, our honeymoon phase lasted a week.
Ugh. I wonder if that's, like, unfortunately the thing with us now, with this generation. Everything's so quick and instant fast. You know, okay, this date didn't work out on Tinder or whatever site you're on, and on to the
and
next
just,
one.
Yeah.
That's why I've kind of, broke it off with the guy I was seeing. It just...
God, this is like a podcast of breakups.
Well, it's more or less. It's just like, you know what?
It's all good.
You're not ready right now. And, you know, I don't think I can handle the situation that's in. Maybe down the line, if we're both in the same place, sure.
Yeah.
It was very amicable.
Whoa. So you guys are both like, you both told your dudes off.
Like, I mean, I was still seeing other people while with him. Like, we both were. That was the rule. But I'm just
but
not feeling it.
You got the feelings
it.
All up in
yeah,
there.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, let's just cool
so
it.
You
do you.
Aren't like talking and screwing anymore?
Not screwing. We'll send each other funny pictures. That's about it.
Okay, back to you, Sage. How'd you lay it into him?
Oh, I, like, straight up... Because normally, like, I'm not one for confrontation. But at this point, like, it had been 3 months of just straight, like,
dang, it's
me...
been that long already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, it was just, like, I was compromising all the time.
Yeah, and not completely 100% happy,
yeah,
obviously.
And so, like, and I'm not going to compromise with somebody who isn't going to compromise with me. Like, if I'm upset and you go down and wait in your car and wait for me to come to you... Deuces, man.
That's what's happening.
Like, I'm not about that life. Like,
oh, no.
I need somebody who's actually gonna, like, want me, want to take care of me,
want to know and if I, you're and upset I
mean,
and why.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Take care of me, like, emotionally.
Yeah,
and you know, with affection, like, and stuff.
Yeah, be there when you need someone to lean on.
Yeah, I'm a boss ass bitch. I have my own money. I don't need you to buy me. Sorry, Sailor Sage. Get a little heated.
Get a little bit. I'm sweating over here for ya.
But yeah, no, I straight up, like, laid it out, and I was like, take this to heart, dude, because you need to realize the f*** is going on.
Dang, dude. I'm proud of you. Did you go to his house, or were you guys, like, at a coffee place or, like, at the park?
Text message.
Oh, this was all text?
After we had hung out, yeah.
Really? Uh-huh. Was he like, I hope you get home safe? And you were like, okay, actually, this whole thing sucked.
No, because it was like he had just dropped me off.
Oh, and then you just...
It was just,
so it was like confrontation,
I don't
want to
get
like
into the whole
texting.
Thing, but yeah.
Whoa. So. Were there caps? Was it caps locks?
I think I actually only hit caps lock like once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I was having this conversation because after all this, I'm like, I'm not going to wait around for this dude. Like, you don't want to wait around for a dude to maybe get their crap together. And because at the end of the day, let's say they do, maybe you're in a different place in your life, or if you realize they need something else.
You have no idea how long it's going to take.
Exactly. Yeah. If there's no use, not so much that there's no use, it's not healthy to wait around.
Well, I mean, like, after a while, you get to a point where you're just feeding someone's ego.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing.
And I feel like you start less and less to actually care. And then for me, that's even worse. Like, if I don't even, like, really give an F anymore, like, that's where I'm like, oh, okay, this isn't even worth fighting for.
Like, yeah.
But I realize, like, it is, you do, it's nice to have that companionship, whether it's to have that, like, morning text, like, hey, bro, how's it going? Or buddy.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, have that communication with somebody, because we are humans and we do like having, like, you know, somebody actually want to be around us or want to get to know us or that kind of thing. You want that emotional connection, even if it's not like huge. Like, when people hear emotional connection, they think, oh, you know, you're in love with him. No, it just means, hey, I like you. You like me. You're a cool person. Like, it's nice that we have this bond going on.
I feel like that's why a lot of people go back to
exes.
Whatever is not working.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they miss that.
No, I was definitely in the bath last night smoking a J. And I was like, which one of my exes should I text right now?
Right?
And then I was like, none of them. Don't
do
it.
They all suck.
No, yeah.
Don't.
I mean, I have my boys. Like, hey, I haven't talked to you in a minute. It's like, yeah, I've been busy with work. And they were just that. They were my boys that would do stuff with. But I was having this conversation with a girlfriend and then another guy friend. It's like, where in the year 2017 do you go out to meet people? Because I feel, especially in Seattle, we are such a, between passive aggressive /
Seattle
flaky,
freeze.
Seattle freeze, like, I don't want to say antisocial, but socially awkward.
We have our bubble. We stick to it. We don't get outside of it.
How do you meet more people?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is you don't. If you're not on, because I'm not on, I've never done a dating site or whatever, and
yeah, well, but I'm single.
You go out a lot, though.
So,
I go out a lot.
So you still meet people,
and you're very bubbly.
It's hard.
She's
to
not
meet
a
people.
You're not a true Seattleite, because I feel like you're too bubbly to be one.
Yeah,
which is a good thing.
You're an LA girl.
Thanks, guys. Well, you're flip. But I do get very nervous. Like, if I think someone's very attractive, and I'm
sober. Shut down.
And if Sage was like, Sarah, go to that guy for me and give him my number, I have no problem doing that. I'll go
wing
up to
man.
Him and be like, hey, dude, my friend thinks you're all hot. Here's her number. But if it was for me, I could never, like, go up to someone. I couldn't be like, hi, I think you're really hot. Here's my number. Oh, my God. Thinking about that, like, freaks me out.
Do you know how to do that? You have two Long Islands and then you send your waiter.
Because
that's what happened last spring.
I had something similar recently where I was chatting up with a guy at a store. He was behind the register and he was ringing somebody up. But he looked at me and, like, that's what they do. They say hi to every person that walks in. So I didn't really think much of it. And I was having a pretty chill day, looking like crap because I didn't do any makeup, had my hair up. And he's like, hey, you know, I think I saw you at this one restaurant. I'm like, hey, what's up, bro? We're just chatting and stuff. But then I found out he's a listener.
Oh.
And I was just like, I See, to ask you out, but I'm nervous because
that's a boner killer for you. Apparently.
A little bit, yeah. Because and it's like I feel like I'm gonna have to live up to this expectation of what they see me as.
Yeah, and it's like
because like who I am, what I am on the radio, and then what they see me as could be very different things. And it's just it's a lot of pressure.
That's why I'm so surprised you're so like free and willing to have Tinder and all these things where literally it's just your picture and you can say where you work or whatever. But
I
it's
don't.
Like, but it's like people now with all the Facebook and they know what you look like.
Yeah.
And so I would be so afraid that people just would swipe right just because, oh, I'm going to go out there just because.
The cool thing
you know?
With Tinder, like even if I swipe right I'm on them too, there's been some where they're like, I know who you are. And I'm just like, I changed my mind, swipe left.
Yeah.
I can remove
that. I'm surprised they like tell you straight up.
Which is there, like, don't tell me.
Guys, don't do that.
Oh my God. Not all of them. But
not
there
all
are,
of them. They can be though.
There's a few of them that I've encountered that have made me very uncomfortable. For the most part, all of them I've talked to, like they're just fun to chat with, hang out with.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah, totally.
At listener events. But there's some that have ruined it for me.
Well, I went out with this guy and we just introduced each other and like started to have a drink or whatever. And then I told him what I did. And then he like clicked it together and he was just like, oh, really? And then he had to reintroduce himself to me. It was so weird. Like he was like, oh, you're that? Oh, okay. Well, and then I was like, we just did this. Like,
is that my friend?
No.
Okay, but I think my friend did something similar when you met him.
But I was just like,
it's like he met Sarah. And then he realized you were, Sarah.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, now I have to,
like, amp up my game. Or, like, you know, you want a shot? Or, like you know? Or,
you're BJ's daughter.
It's so weird.
And it's just like, just treat me like you were treating me. Just get to know me. Because, you know, sometimes we're different in the morning. Like, this is true with anybody. You're different in the morning than you are at night. You're different at work than you are.
Yeah.
Like, when you're just hanging out with your homies.
Yeah.
I do like to party it up and I do like to do my thing, but other times I just like to sit there and chill.
I really, really do wish, though, guys were more
assertive.
And I feel like if I was a guy, I would, in my mind, make myself be like, you think that girl's hot, just go up to her and just say something. The worst thing is she has a boyfriend and she's not interested, which you'll be single like you just were 5 minutes ago. Like, just do it. Like, I would be very like, just do it.
Here's the
You're
thing.
You're a dude.
Though. Unfortunately, though, because I think to blame feminism, I've seen so many articles saying, like, you don't have a right to talk to us just if we're in the street. You can't, you know, it's like, what? So, like, there was one that said, this guy was wrote an article. It's like, how to talk to a girl who has headphones in. Like, she's listening to music. She's, like, on the bus or she's somewhere in the park or whatever. She's listening to music. How do you talk to? And so many, like, hundreds or thousands of people were super offended. Like, here's how you talk to a woman who has headphones on. Don't. It's like,
yeah. I mean, like the
that would be another challenge though.
The
if you
anti-social,
did have on. You'd have to like touch them.
It's just like you have no right to talk to me if I'm in my own personal area. It's like,
ew, see, I hate that.
Like,
hate
it's
that.
Just like, why can't we just be humans? If you say I'm not, no, thank you, or please leave me alone, and then they're still harassing you, that's a different story. But I just feel like we're creating this society or generation of just these little entitled bubbles. It's like, this is mine, and putting labels and labels on things. It's like, calm down.
Well, it's like you see all of those memes that are like a guy says something to a girl, and the first thing that she says is, "I have a boyfriend." Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody
unless
cares
they ask.
If you have
it's
a
like
boyfriend.
Nobody thinks you're that. I mean, unless the guy comes up and he's like, hey, baby, how's it going? Or if a guy, like, calm down. If a guy comes up and says, hey, how are you doing? Like, I was at a bar arcade place in Fremont a couple weeks ago with my buddy, and this guy comes up and just starts chatting with us. Just like any kind, like, if I wasn't there, I feel like he would have chatted with me too. But he had this vibe, like, oh, are you single? Are you dating? But he was from, like, California. So he was just chatting because that's what he do. And he went to like a bunch of different tables just
good
chatting with people. And then he's like, oh, yeah, this is my girlfriend. And then she was super nice, too. So it's like, how are you supposed to meet people? How are you supposed to create this community environment of like togetherness if you're just alienating everyone?
Weed.
Hmm. No alcohol.
Yeah.
Alcohol would do it for
me. Alcohol makes you talk to all the ladies. When
alcohol
you're a lady.
Makes me just talk.
All the ladies and all the everything.
I was at this club opening. It's like a restaurant club. It was tiny. And this gal comes up to me and she's like, oh my God, I just want to let you know that you're so pretty. You're just so pretty. I'm like, girl, I wasn't drunk. I wasn't drinking. So I was like, girl, you're rocking your outfit. You're so hot. You know, you're having a good time. It's like, we need to be more, you know, as women, we should make an effort to talk and make sure that we appreciate and tell the girls we appreciate whether their looks, their talents, we should really support each other. Yeah. I feel like it's women who tear each other down. We're like, guys are always, but no, women tear each other down.
Oh, yeah.
Guys don't do it as much as you think.
Guys don't tear us down. They try to, like, hit on us. Yeah. And
they don't care.
They don't care. Like,
it's like, girl, you should
much prefer that, too, to get hit on.
Even yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
I don't know if anymore. What? If it's just our area.
Like, it just doesn't happen around here.
Yeah.
It's everyone so politically correct here.
Like, it's just, like, everyone, you know, talks about going to bars and, like, getting drinks bought for them.
Dude, right?
And I'm just like, I'm sorry, I've never.
That never happened.
Again, that never happened.
Again, feminism. And oh then, like, it's God. Also like, oh, like, I had a guy, but granted, he did it real creepy. I was hanging out with my girlfriend, Julie, and one of her friends. And they both have boyfriends. I didn't. But the boys were off doing something else, like playing darts or something. So the three of us are hanging out. This bro-tastic bro, like, who looked like he was 20 years older than me, had, like, the barbed wire tattoo and all.
Oh, was he wearing, like, an app, what is it, Affliction t-shirt or something?
I don't think, if it was Affliction, it was, the sleeves were cut off. But
ew.
He comes up and just drops three drinks in front of us aww. And walks away, but doesn't say anything. That is very sketchy. There is a good and a sketchy way to give someone a drink or offer a drink.
Oh,
if you're
see,
gonna,
I wouldn't even second guess that. I would drink that. Sorry.
Yeah.
I would drink
you're
that
You're going to get roofied so hard.
I never think about getting roofied, ever.
You don't think about condoms either, Sarah. Let's
I
be
don't.
Fair.
I really oh, don't.
Now, here's the thing. Like, if a guy's like, let me buy you a drink.
No, I said Lord.
I thought you said you little whore.
If a guy's like, hey, can I buy you a drink? You're watching the bartender make it for you. That's
so did you guys not drink the drink?
I didn't drink it.
The,
we gave them to the boys, I think, and they're like,
wow, I don't care about that. The guy's getting
but, like, I actually did yell at him because I was a little buzzed. This was years ago. I'm like, is this a roofie colada?
I would have been like, yo, dude, take your drinks back. I don't want this.
But it's just like, he didn't say anything. Like, he hadn't talked to us all night. He just dropped them off and walked back to his table.
That's so creepy.
It's just like, no, talk to us, like, you know, or do a sage. It's like, have those, like, the bartender, the waiter send the drink over. That way, it's a little bit more.
That's a really good idea.
It feels a lot
chiller. I am so proud of myself for that moment. That was.
And then did he come over and talk to you?
This was one of her ex-boyfriends.
Oh. And he came over and talked to you and thanked you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like,
That's otherwise, how would they have dated?
Yeah.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Dude, nowadays, they probably, like, take a picture and then run it through the computer and then find her on Facebook and then message her. And
God, you guys, are your daughter. You are your dad's daughter.
Except her
so
dad
funny.
Likes
you guys know that's
technology.
Right,
yeah.
He likes technology.
So
Sarah does not.
That's how it would happen, though. Like, they'd be like, oh, she bought me a drink, but I don't think I'm going to go over talk to her, so I'm going to take a picture of her and then I'm going to, you know.
No, it was he walked in before I had ordered a drink. And I was with a bunch of friends and two of my roommates. I was like, oh, my God, go talk to this dude for me. Like, bring him over. And they're like, no.
And well, you like, got one you really suck. Shy one and you got like a dude.
Yeah. So
that's OK. Yeah. I like it.
The dude thought that he would have put me in like too much of a halo light because he's such a sweet guy that he would have been like, this girl over here, like, she's fantastic. She's blah, blah, like all this stuff. And he was like, I don't know if that's what you want me to do.
Oh,
but.
Oh,
I don't care. But anyway, so then like I was on my second Long Island.
Yeah.
And I was like, screw it. I called my waiter over, who was this tiny little cute gay guy, such a sweetheart.
Oh.
And I was like, that guy over there, I have his next drink. And he was like, okay. And then like went, came back and was like, okay, he ordered a rum and coke. And I was like, did you tell him who I was? And he was like, oh, hold on. went back, like, grabbed him. Because we were at Art Marble, so it's, like, a huge place. And he was
what
on the other
Art
side.
Art Marble? Is it a bar or is it a venue?
It's a bar, and they also have, like, arcade stuff. So
oh,
they have,
okay,
like,
cool.
tables and
gotcha.
Skee ball and all that jazz. And he, like, pulled him over and was like, that's the girl who bought you a drink. And then he, like, came over and bought me a drink. My third Long Island. It was a bad night.
Yeah. Oh, I love that so much.
Changed numbers, all that jazz. Dated for 4, 5, 6 months, something like that.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Another man who didn't know what he wants.
Yeah.
I have a type, apparently.
Yeah, right.
Emotionally unavailable. Guys
going
who
around.
Just got out of long-term relationships.
Me, actually, the last two guys that I've kind of gotten somewhat emotionally involved, that's about right.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool that you said that you don't get bought drinks because I never get bought drinks either. And I have friends, like, my friend came up from California a few weekends ago. And
Is it?
Yeah, my llama.
Your llama.
She totally... California, they do that. Like, you dress up really, really nice. It doesn't even matter how freaking awesome you look around here. She was like, oh, we're going to have guys buy us drinks. Like, what are you?
No.
And walk in. She, like, doing her little, I don't know, walk and, like, mood and just, like, eyeing, you know, her hair and, like, nothing. I don't think we got bought a drink once. Like,
you have to talk to the dude for him to maybe consider buying you a drink.
Or, like, grind on his.
Yeah. No, so I have a girlfriend, true story, and this makes me smile. It's just such an awesome story. She's studying the medical profession. She's just a super cool girl. She's sassy. She doesn't take any crap. So she goes down to California to visit some friends, and they pick her up from the airport, and they said, hey, we're going to go hit up a dive bar. And she was just wearing what she wore on the airplane, which was just, you know, maybe
comfy clothes,
just comfy clothes, some Birkenstocks, just regular, whatever. Which, by the way, when did those come back in? I went to the store the other way.
The whole 90s thing came back.
They're like $50 to $100 for a pair of Birkenstocks. No. Really?
Why were you even looking at them?
Because I wanted to see. Like, they were at, like, a nice store.
Okay, I thought you were going to think about purchasing them. And then I was thinking about setting them on fire.
I had a gift card.
Set her on fire.
And so I was looking around the store, and I didn't really this isn't the store I typically shop at, but I figured, okay, I have a $100 gift card that I won in fantasy football. Maybe I'll find something I like in here. I really wasn't feeling anything, or all the stuff I wanted wasn't in the right size. So I was like, let me look at shoes. I mean, I love shoes.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the Birkenstocks, and like, they had a whole little section of them.
Ew. Gross. Anyways.
So she likes them. They're comfy. She's in the medical profession. Whatever. So she goes in, and people are dressed to the nines at a dive bar in California.
Mm-hmm.
Just like heels and everything. I'm like, no, that's like our dive bars are, I think, what our actual dive bars.
Our dive bars have like veterans that are passed out on the floor with a fifth in their hand. Like,
exactly.
But let's get real. We're the opposite, and we don't dress up like ever around here.
I don't dress up to go to like a nice
place. Paramount Theater and a show, and I can wear sweats.
I mean, if I'm going to a theater show, I will dress up. But if I'm going to the Paramount for like a music show, no.
No, I went to the Little Mermaid and I wore probably exactly what I'm wearing now.
Right. So she was wearing all that, and she's like, "Damn it, everyone's dressed super nice." She's cursing out her friends, like, "Are you serious? You didn't tell me this." And these two guys come up to her, and they're like, hey, so we want to ask you a question.
You're not from around here, are you?
Something similar. He's like, we want to ask you a question. We'll buy you a drink, regardless if you answer or not. She's like, okay, shoot. Are you from Washington?
That is so funny.
She's like, yes, I am. She's like, what gave it away? The Birkenstocks. But she ended up chatting with him. She got her free drink and stuff. Apparently one of the guys was from Seattle, so that's how he
really
figured it out.
Really funny, but like kind of insulting.
But then I asked her, I'm like, must have sucked, man. Everyone's just used to the perfect, you know, Barbie doll looking girls. And she's like, I got laid so much when I was down there by some hotties.
Yeah.
And it's like, because I'm different.
Yeah.
I'm not what they're used to. Mm-hmm. So I got laid a lot. I was like, oh, now I kind of want to go.
Yeah,
but I don't.
Speaking about people knowing that you're from Seattle, or not knowing, I guess, went to the Crab Pot last night for the first time. I don't go because I'm Alaskan. I get dank crab from my family up there. So I don't go out to places to buy crab unless it's like, you know, off season or I just really want crab. And the lady, the hostess who was taking us to our seat was like, have you guys ever been here? And I was like, I haven't. And she's like, where are you from? And I was like, here.
Just
and she was like, oh. Yeah.
It's like, just, you know.
Yeah, just haven't been here.
No.
Sorry.
Maybe she knew you're from Alaska.
Was the crab good?
Yeah, I mean, like, it was dece. I mean, but like, I've had crab, like, straight off the dock. Like, thrown
hours,
in a pot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Oh.
So
sad.
It's like, I really want to go to, like, I think, Nebraska. I took a cooking class when I was in college, and it was not an actual where you cook class. It was you book learn class for cooking. And he told me, like, he was from Nebraska. And so what they would do, it's like, okay, when are we harvesting the corn tomorrow? And they, like, the joke would be that they would take the corn, plop it off, and, like, literally after they pulled it off the stalk, dump it into boiling water.
Oh, God,
and it's like, you will
so
not
good.
Ever taste corn as good as that.
Oh, I bet. Oh,
so man. I kind of want to go to all these places and try, like, the freshest of the fresh of everything.
Also, side note, the bartender at the Grand Pot last night.
Really you should have.
I know
him
I should have like
a drink.
I should have like ditched and then been like, hey, sup,
boy. Would you like my crabs?
So here's my thing. I don't actually go out a whole lot. When I do go out, I usually go out doing karaoke at my bar, which it's my dive bar, my favorite rickshaws. You know, it's one of those like the karaoke hosts that's almost always there.
The place that we only order fries at.
And there
DJ Aphrodite.
Popping people there.
Yeah.
There's some weirdos like, you that get, go there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've gotten some people, like, we've talked about on the podcast that would not leave us alone. It's like, after we, I was drunk, so I'm pretty nice, but you get me drunk, I will not be nice. Like,
you
dude,
expand
leave.
Your horizons and
exactly.
go outside of the rickshaw to
Yeah, that's when we go to the North Star.
Age.
Yeah. Which is,
like, the same thing.
Half a mile away.
It's literally the exact same thing.
Half
just
a mile
bigger.
Away.
And the yeah. same people. Probably. Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, why don't, like, I know that there's, like, companies and stuff that are really cool ones, but I'm afraid of commitment when it comes to, like, actually going into it, like, a program or something. But I thought what would be kind of fun is starting, like, a Facebook group or something and kind of making it our social experiment to try to go out and meet people.
Ooh, I totally have been talking to my girlfriend, like, for years now about we should go to one of those, like, single happy hour things. Uh-huh. Or she told me about mingle.com or something, one of those things. And I've, like, half signed up, but I haven't completed it yet. So they keep emailing me to complete it.
There's, like, events and adventures.
there's that one.
There's
a few.
Single something.
I think it'd be so much better to do it with, like, people like us. Like, yeah. I would not go by myself. That would
there's
be...
A lot of the people that do In the Loop singles.
Yeah. A lot of them, though, like, you have to pay.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a membership fee.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I don't like. After being a part of so many gyms, yeah. I don't like doing memberships. At least not right now. Like, I don't go.
I don't think the Mingle one is, though. I don't know. I'll check it out.
But what I was thinking is just, like, why don't we go with our girlfriends who know us the best, who know who could be our wingman? And so I don't actually know a lot of single ladies because either they're all in relationships or they're all getting married and having babies. Like,
they're all just stupid.
The only issue that I have going out with you guys trying to find single men
what?
Is that Vicky and I have the exact same taste in men.
See, I mean, I don't mind
Not the
beard.
Exact same.
Yeah,
case,
I don't mind the beard. The beardos are yours.
Yeah.
You guys have to call him first.
Yeah.
That whoever calls
dibs.
Him.
Nose goes.
Yeah. Or flip a coin.
I wonder if. No, I don't know. I like all guys, so I feel like I would probably
you
like
just
y'all's
like the
types. D. Yeah.
Well,
much.
Sarah does have a type. Hold on.
Ooh.
I'm not gonna say it though.
Uh oh. What is it? Oh.
The what? What is it?
You do.
Oh yeah. Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's her jam.
Oh.
Wow.
Darker skin men. Oh,
Hispanic.
African American. Really Puerto Rican and African American. I'm really into Puerto Rican. I don't know why, but.
Because they have bomb food.
Oh.
Plantains for days.
For days.
They have those soccer bods, man.
Ooh.
Woo.
Damn.
See, I want like a weightlifter. I need somebody who's like.
Yeah,
like,
Vicky,
biking
Vicky
strong.
Likes the.
Somebody
I'm
that can
man.
Like. That can just kind of like, you know, give me a hug and I feel like I'm can just completely.
I love that feeling
taken
too.
Over.
Yeah.
Ooh. So why don't we like let's maybe give it a shot.
Let's aim
for like.
But where would we go though?
I don't know anywhere. Well, we can like just spin, you know, roll the dice or something. Like two, we can maybe commit to two nights a month. Is
yeah,
that
like
reasonable?
Let us know if you've got any ideas.
Like what
like,
should
like,
we
what's
do?
A good place?
Yeah, good single bars, good single activities,
yes.
all that jazz.
Yeah, because I don't really know what to do. Like hiking, you're usually with your group, and then it gets. Yeah, I don't think that. And I don't
well, really, like a lot of activities, you're just like. Because I was just trying to think, like mini golf, you're usually just with your group. Bowling, you're usually just.
I mean,
with,
you can
like,
make friends.
With...
Let's like we can do bowling. I guess let's go meet people. Bowling.
I'll need liquor in order to talk to people.
Well, that
I know
fine.
A
we
good bowling place that has liquor. Midnight bowling.
Let's do it.
Is that Kenmore?
No,
where
Kirkland.
Kirkland?
Oh, you're moving to Kirkland.
My new home.
Ooh,
my new
Sam.
Digs.
That's
my
awesome.
God, I'm leaving Seattle.
We'll bring all the dudes back to Sage's place.
Oh, God, please don't.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, no, it was actually funny. I was talking to my boss about how I was moving, and he's like, well, where are you moving? And I was like, Kirkland. And he's like, wait a second. That's not the Sage I know. You're leaving Seattle? And I was like, don't remind me. But it's so crazy to think that, like, because I know that about myself. Like, I'm a diehard Seattleite. But it's crazy to, like, think that people have
that
thought about me.
Mm-hmm.
That think that it's crazy that I'm leaving Seattle. And I'm just like.
You're like, I'm really just
weird.
Going, like,
you love
20
your,
minutes
You
away.
Love your teams. You love your city.
Yeah.
But you're still in Seattle.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I've lived in Greenwood and, like, North Seattle for the majority of my life.
Yeah.
So.
Looks like the East Side.
Oh,
I know.
Man.
I've considered moving and like, well, cause things are up in the air with roommates and stuff, maybe within a year or in about a year's time, because one of them's getting married and they're going to save up to get their own place eventually. And the other one's, you know, been dating his girl for a while. So chances are they're going to want their own place. And here's Vicky.
That's exactly my thing right now.
Well, if they
both
move out in about
roommates.
A year.
Well, no, like, no, cause both my roommates right now, currently until I move this weekend, Vanessa and Daniel are both.
In relationships.
Like, they're both in relationships. Like, you know, Vanessa's moving in with her boyfriend. Daniel's not moving in with his girlfriend, but like he probably will at some point. Yeah. And it's just like, here's me talking about ex-boyfriends on a podcast.
Giving advice to all you
other people.
Here's
me, single and living with my father still.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
moving in with my brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's almost just as bad.
So, yeah.
Well, let's do something about it. Let's.
Oh hell no! I love living with my dad.
About that part, Sarah.
Oh, the single part.
Let's 2 nights out of the month. Let's see if we can commit to that on a Friday.
Or even a
Thursday, maybe. Like, I mean,
as
you can spend the night, Sarah, on Thursdays, and we can commute to work together or carpool.
I don't want to do Thursday night.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's easy to, like...
Sage and I, to, like, get confidence, we need that alcohol, which is...
How much alcohol do you need for that? Well, like, I mean, three drinks, you're fine, and
right
then you can just coast.
I'm, like, my tolerance is so low because I haven't been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I had one and a half drinks last night, and I was pretty good to go.
Yeah, so, I mean, just get a good buzz going and just coast.
Yeah.
At the very least, like, if not to, like, find the man of our dreams, but just to kind of meet people, make friends. Because there's so many times where I've met one person and it didn't necessarily turn into a relationship or anything, but I became friends with everybody. And I'm just really glad I have that friendship.
I have enough friends.
I hate when people say that.
Now, see, like, all
people
my friends
say
are
that
getting
like,
knocked
how do you have enough friends? Like, who has too many friends? I don't get it.
All my friends are getting knocked up or getting married, or it's hard to hang out with them because either they don't want to hang out with you because they feel like they have to entertain you, or they feel bad for you. Or there's many a times where I've been excluded because I'm not in a couple. It's like, hey, we're going on a couples, you know, camping trip. I'm like, cool.
Like, cool.
Thanks for the
invite. I'll bring my toys.
Yeah.
Like, thanks for the invite. But, like, they didn't invite me. That's just kind of crappy. So it's like, I have another friend. Like, they were married when I met them, when I was dating my ex years ago. And we became really good friends even after him and I broke up. But the once they started having kids, I haven't gotten a direct message from them or a text in a long time. And she was always hard to text message because she was really bad at texting back.
Kids are a buzzkill,
like,
though.
Exactly. So it's just funny to see, like, the world they have created for themselves, in the sense of, oh, we're doing a little brunch for this birthday, and it's going to be, you know,
oh, pink, I'm so glad
pink
I'm
lemonade
not
themed,
that's
yellow
what I
and
love.
Pink. And I'm sitting here like, oh, my God, like, you took a body shot off of me once. Like, you got all up in my boobs. I did a three-way kiss with you and the other girl.
See, like, you know what's weird is I feel like when I get married and have kids, I will still be just like this crazy. Like, I will still take body shots off of people.
Yeah, like when it's your girl.
Crazy's never gonna wash off of you.
I don't think
ever.
It is. I really don't.
It's like tattooed into your skin.
I know.
Into your good
soul, basically.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like kind of scary, but awesome.
It's like, I feel like you're gonna be a responsible good mom, but it's like,
oh,
hey,
hell
honey.
Yeah.
Today's my night to go out with my girls. You take care of the kids. I'll be right back.
There's gonna
like,
be a
shots.
Stripper pole in the oh, yeah. nursery.
Okay.
It's not a stripper. Like, you'll have other moms come in. It's like, it's not a stripper pole. It's a maypole for the children.
Yeah. I just walk around. It's like, instead of like a rocking thing, it's like a round and around. It puts them to sleep.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I think I saw a video somewhere of a woman. She had like the baby on the back and she was just playing on the pole.
Twirling? Yep.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Ah, man, but
crazy.
I mean, let's commit to that. Let's commit to 2 nights a week or 2 nights a month.
If you have ideas on where we should go,
give us ideas.
I will. Let's put them in our calendars. We'll plan the 2 days for either next month.
Yeah, we
month.
Have to plan because all of our schedules are wackadoo.
Yeah.
Not to mention that I'm also moving to Kirkland.
You can always crash at my house.
Hey, yeah. Kirkland is near me. I'm like in the middle of you two now.
I have an
you
inflatable are. Mattress. So,
Mercer
I mean,
Island is hopping right. with old people.
Do you have an inflatable man as well?
I have other stuff. I have a coin-operated boy, if you know what I'm talking about.
Coin-operated boy.
You've never heard that song?
No. I love that song.
I'll show you the music video.
I don't even
later.
Know what a coin-operated boy is.
It's a euphemism for...
Gotta put, like, dimes in it or something.
Coin
I'm sorry, what? Can you please have it again?
Sitting on a shelf.
Back to last night. Woo!
He's
know,
just
right?
a toy when I turn him on. And he comes to life.
This should never happen again.
It's amazing.
See, I used to know all the words to that song.
I did too.
There's been a lot of green in my life since then.
The bath. Dresden Dolls. Ugh,
yeah,
I remember that from high school.
Awesome. Sorry, I just swore.
Thank you. Anywho.
We're supposed to do this when I swear.
Right, but speaking of, like, maybe possibly getting drunk and hooking up with somebody, you should not. Or should. So I kind of wrote myself in, but into helping plan my 10-year graduation reunion.
Oh, you should definitely hook up with someone. Like, is there someone from there that, like, you...
I've already hooked up with a couple of those.
Is there, like, one that, like, you're just, wow, I wish I did, or you're my fantasy, even if you don't look that great now, but...
No, I mean, I've already hooked up with a couple of those.
So why would you go to your reunion?
Because I want to see... I'm not going to lie. I got made fun of a lot. I got picked on, and I was just always the... Either I was invisible or I got made fun of.
Hallelujah.
Right? Were you same thing?
We're on this... Like, I got hot.
Oh, I did too.
I got hot.
I got... My boobs finally came in. I never had the boobs. Got my eyebrows taken care of finally. I got a good haircut that wasn't frizzy or weird looking. I kind of got the clothing right because I never really knew how to be goth and I didn't have the money to be goth.
Are we looking at the same person right now? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
She's just the white version.
She's the white version.
Yeah. The Mexican version. But I kind of, and I've gotten a lot of messages over the...
So you want to go and flaunt your stuff.
A little bit.
That's what I want to do.
But I also want to, like, I have how many months? Like 5 or 6 months to kind of tone up and go hit the gym a little bit more.
Girl, it's going to come up so fast.
I know. So I'm
going to they haven't even, like, because mine's this year, too, because we both graduated in 07. But I haven't heard anything about mine. And I texted a few of my guy friends being like, oh, my God, we're f***ing old. We're so old.
They're probably like, what?
Oh. I'm like, I'm having an existential crisis because, like, all of my guy friends that I would go to this with to, like, you know, hang out. And, like, I've told all of them, we're all going together. They're all either married, have kids, getting married. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm still over here single.
It's just funny. I don't know if this was true for your group of friends, but in my group of friends, the ones that were never going to get married, never going to have kids. Well, one of them, he did get married, and we always knew he would. Everyone just assumed I'd be the first one to get married and knocked up. I'm like the last one.
You're all wrong. It's weird because I stay in touch with everyone from high school I want to stay in touch with. I'm super good friends with a lot of people from high school. So I'm like, why would I want to go hang out? And mine's not in a few years, because I'm young. But
not
why
that young,
would I know. Why would I want to go hang out with people? Like, I would just still hang out with them wanted to.
I'm not going to hang out with people. I'm going to, like,
see what's up.
What's up, baby? No, I'm just kidding.
Like
no,
hey.
It's more or less that curiosity. Because then I'm friends with a lot of these people that I don't even give a crap about. But they added me because we went to the same high school, and they added me on Facebook, or they know I work at the radio station, so they added me, and I never talked to them, but I want to see, like, I'll look at their profiles, like, on the feed, and I'll see that, I want to see if what they portray really is true.
Nope.
And that's what I want to see, what they really are in real life, because I'm a people watcher, and that's all I was in high school. Like, I remember a lot of people's names in high school, and I've never met them, but I remember them all.
I'm
a people watcher. Nobody talked to me, but I would have class with this person, and I'm like, oh, it was the guy with the crutches because he kept getting hip surgery or whatever. So, like,
there's actually a lot of people from my class that were like couples in high school and are now married.
I think that's so cool. That was my dream.
There's only a couple of those I know. One, a guy and a gal, and they're like, she's a teacher at the high school, I think, now.
And, oh, God, and they never left.
They never left. Okay. They're building a house together, and it's just like, nice. Like, I've known the husband since, like, first grade.
Must be nice to live on Xanax all day.
Right. But, I mean, they weren't, like, the perfect picture, perfect couple. They just seemed to really dig each other and seemed to work hard at it. And they've been together since. So, I mean, I don't really know anything besides what I see on Facebook. But so it's, I'm excited. We don't know what to do for it. And the only reason I wrote myself into doing it is because I started seeing who was planning it. And some other people have told me that their reunions, they let all the quote-unquote popular kids from high school do it, and they excluded a bunch of people.
Oh, that's so mean. You invite everyone to that.
Yeah, it's like you just... And so I just wanted to make sure that nobody felt excluded, and if anybody was being a jerk, like, not...
Who pays for that kind of crap? I thought the school put it on.
No.
No, you charge, like, a cover, like, per person type of thing.
Oh, smart.
So right now, we're trying to figure out how many people can commit to that date so we know what kind of venue to look for.
Yeah.
And so one of the gals, she knows people at, like, Red Hook or something. Or some sort of brewery. So we might think of a brewery, just kind of do their...
Are you friends with these people that are coordinating with you, too?
I became friends with them on Facebook because we had
you
a private...
You remember them and stuff?
Yeah,
I remember them. Did you like them?
One of them was, like, the heartthrob, the blonde hair, you know, the frosted tips.
Is she hot now?
No, this is a dude.
Frosted tips.
One of the frosted tips. Oh, no, I...
You look like I just, like, offended your firstborn.
Right. But, yeah, he was that dude, like, oh, super hot.
Is he still hot?
Looking back, I'm like, not.
You weren't that poppin'.
I'll show you pictures later. But then it's, like, some other girls. I'm like, I don't really, like, I just want to make sure everything's cool and like and keep level headed, because they're all sitting there talking, jabbering, like, okay, so, because we have our private page, which is just our class, and then we created, anybody who's interested in helping, we'll create like a little group and do a messenger thing,
mm-hmm.
which incorporated like a bunch of the student council and stuff, but a lot of them either got married or live far away now, so they can't help. So it's like, okay, well, like, let's do this. I'm like, okay, first of all, let's say this because we want to do this. Like, I'm a planner. I'm an organizer. So I'm like, okay, let's, how about we do this for these reasons? Oh, okay. We like that. Okay, cool. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I help.
Oh, that sounds like a mess.
So
and a
apparently last year's class reunion went to the beach, which is so lame because like that's what we did in high school. Like,
yeah, we want to be able to drink.
Cheap, though.
I don't want to go sit at Richmond Beach with a bunch of people that I don't really care. Plus, girl, I can't look fine going to the beach.
I mean, you can.
She just
you
should
wear
burn.
Like the least amount of clothing.
The least amount of clothing.
The least amount of clothing.
She'll burn. Have you seen her? She's porcelain.
Yeah, she is pretty white.
Just translucent.
Wait, just wait till the sun goes down. It'll be fine.
No, I think a bar somewhere neutral where like maybe you just pay for like some sort of like the appetizers or whatever. Have some food. Music, I think live music would be pretty rad, or a DJ, like have the ability to dance or hang out or do
make
an activity.
Like prom.
That's what it should be. I think like you should rent out a hall, get
Romy
a DJ.
And Michelle.
Right, what?
Romy and Michelle's high school.
Oh,
reunion.
Yes. Sorry, I thought you said something.
Are you going to wear like a dress?
No.
Or something?
Like, well, I mean, you can
I
wear something hot.
Post-it notes. I yeah. invented the adhesive.
I know what.
Back of post-it
I thought
notes.
You said nope. Roman something. I'm like, is that no. a DJ? Sorry.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I know what you're referring to. Yeah. I got you.
I don't got
but,
you.
Like, I think that would be fun. Like, have a punch bowl, but actually have liquor in there because you're allowed to drink it now. Like, have appetizer type food and just hang out.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Maybe have some sort of, like, I don't know. I feel like we're, like, the weirdest adults because I feel like everyone my age still plays beer pong.
Yeah. Like, someone hit pong. Me up if Shorewood Class of 07 is planning a reunion because I haven't heard Jack.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, if you guys have any ideas on what we can do for a reunion, I don't know how big. I think our class was, like, 500 to 700 people, I think.
Oh, my.
It was huge.
Lanta.
Dude, ours was, like, 8.
Yeah.
And I think we started out with over $1,000.
Yeah.
That's how many people,
Vicky,
like, either transferred or left or
you're
just,
so
you know,
nice for planning or helping us plan.
Yeah, because I'm not doing it all.
For what? Like, probably 558 people you don't give two Fs about.
Well, here's the thing. Do Jeez. Half of that number plus, you know, spouses.
All their,
And that's the thing. If you're a single person.
It's probably not going to be that many people. Though.
No, it's not. I'm thinking maybe 200, 300 people might show up because a lot of
maybe.
People moved.
Yeah.
People
come
like
back
Stevens.
For these. People
some people will.
For that kind of crap,
there's a couple
though.
Girls that said they'll come back. They live 12 hours away and they'll come back. But if you guys have any ideas or suggestions on what we can do,
post-it note themed.
Yes. Yeah, let us know. Yeah, make it all post-it note themed. Because a lot of them were
She's
like,
got no idea what we're talking about.
I forgot. You said it was from something and I don't even remember.
Robbie and Michelle's high school reunion.
I think you'd like it.
It's you would love it. It's these two blonde. It's Phoebe. From,
oh, snap, I love
yeah,
Phoebe.
Yeah, from Friends. And then someone else who, like, know. Talks like that. Something uh-huh. like that. I don't know.
Ew.
But it's hilarious.
They go back to the reunion and they haven't really done a whole lot, so they try to make up this big lie of who they are. And
oh, yeah. Sweet. I like it.
But yeah, that's what's been going on with me. All right. So this is the time of the episode where it's going to get a little weird because of phrasing.
It's going to get raunchy.
Yeah.
Phrasing. So Sarah and I were having this conversation because you were you and Danny started having this conversation, I think.
I was having this conversation with two of my good girlfriends, actually.
Okay.
One of them has been dating a guy for about 2 years. The other one has just recently started seeing this guy.
Okay. So the conversation was, I will set it up for you.
Thank you.
So there, when you're in the act of romance, getting down and dirty.
It's business.
Sometimes when a guy...
It's business time. Sorry.
Is at the, you know, when the heavens open up and he is where he wants to be. Or he's been trying to get to.
The pearly gates.
I'm going to kill you. That's
Why?
Actually awesome.
That's really good.
I know, but that's...
I could have added something in there.
I'm going to kill you because that was so funny.
They're usually white. Aren't they? The pearly white gates?
Pearl necklace. That's where I got it from.
Yeah. Anyways.
Sorry.
I'm going to leave that there.
Yeah.
anywho, so when they reach to the gates of heaven where they've been trying to get to this entire time, they have the option.
For the last 2 minutes.
if you're lucky. No. sometimes you ask, sometimes they ask if they could, you know, maybe
where?
Moisturize, you know.
Give you some lotion.
Yeah, moisturize, you know, give you a massage, moisturize your back or...
your face.
Your somewhere else.
Your chest.
Anyways.
Your mouth.
Enough. Enough.
Lotion me up, baby.
Yeah, so...
But where? Yeah. So would you let somebody give you a nice, you know... temple or, you know, cheek massage or moisturize you that way, if you know what I mean.
I was talking to, so I was having this conversation with my girlfriends, and the one who just started seeing this guy, I asked if
she would let him do that.
I asked if it had happened yet, and she kind of disgustingly was like, what? No, ew. And then I was like, shocked about
skincare.
Yeah, she got a nice cheek and forehead and chin massage with lotion.
With the lotion. And she kind of looked at me like I
Are
was
you crazy?
A wackadoo. And so I was like, no, this is normal. And so then I went to my other girlfriend because she was right there and was like, you've been with your guy for almost 2 years. You guys do this, right? And she's, no, we've never done that. I would never let him do that. And I'm sitting over here thinking.
You're just like, hold on, let me wipe this off. Jesus.
I don't want this lotion no more. It's drying out my skin.
It's drying out. I'm sitting over here thinking, like, it's normal.
Like,
everyone does it. It's so,
part of the routine.
It's part of the routine. It's so fun.
It's not, though.
This sounds like a girl who only learned about sex via porn, by the way.
Yeah.
Well,
did you?
I mean, not only, but I really
do you enjoy that activity?
I love it.
See, I'm not huge on it. I don't even like getting water on my face in the shower.
She doesn't like anything on there.
Getting, besides makeup, obviously. Yeah. Duh. Getting lotion on my face, because it gets everywhere.
No.
You get lotion in your
hair. Avoid the hair and avoid the eyes, because those are the most, like, it stings.
It's just like, even, like, you have to actually wash, though, because if you just wipe it clean, it just kind of has this weird, like...
Oh, yeah, you've got to actually, like,
scrub it.
No matter where it is on your body, you have to wash it off.
But, I mean, it's different when it's your face or somewhere else. Because this is some very low-quality lotion.
Yeah. it doesn't sink into the skin.
It doesn't really,
like, high-quality lotion does.
Give you nutrients.
They might give you some protein.
Maybe.
Anyway, so I was so fascinated and so dumbfounded. And then they kind of brought up the whole, you know, I think it's, like, really disrespectful. And which, by the way, I hate it when bitches say that. I hate it, because if you think about it, the whole act is disrespectful if you're going to use that word. Like, I don't think any of it's disrespectful. Like, do whatever you want. No. We're in the heats of passion. Like, people,
like spank
showers and they spank each other. And you're literally, like, putting... something that you like, you know, so the whole thing is just, it's interesting, you know? So I'm sorry, I don't even know if I could say that.
I'll figure it out.
But so I think that's just so disrespectful. I'm like, oh, I don't understand. Like,
I think it's because in some porn, it's very like, all right, I'm done with you. Come here. Let me do this. Let me give you a nice massage with my lotion.
Yeah, a lot of lotion scenes have to do with a lot of, like, almost like degrading acts, like very...
It's not out of love. You can tell it's not a loving time, because you're getting paid for it. It's not going to be loving.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's so many other things, I think, sexually that...
Like positions?
Out of loving. Yeah.
Like
positions.
Mean, oh, yeah, definitely.
Different areas.
Because, like, I mean, doggy style is one of my favorite positions.
And that's
not, because you're not making eye contact. It's not romantic, but it is.
Feels so good.
Amazing. And there's times where I've been, like, with, like, serious boyfriends. I'm like, honey, I love you. But what we did in there was nothing. There's no love in that, because that was just pure primal, just having a good time.
Yeah.
And there is, like, there's some people that will do it just because they don't, like, a guy might suggest it because he does not care about the person. He's just like, whatever, you know, doesn't take in consideration their feelings or whatever. But I don't mind it. I don't like doing it with just any schmo, because I feel like if you let one guy do that once, that's all he's gonna want to do. Because I let a guy do that once. We weren't dating, but I really liked him, and because he took forever. So some guys have like that trigger where, like, when I first started seeing like my first real serious boyfriend out of high school, I was really self-conscious to talk dirty at the time. I was still a little newbie. Mm-hmm. Still learning my what I like, what I don't like in the
world.
Put on
your 1-800 voice.
Yeah. So I had a really hard time making noise or doing, like, saying things. Oh, so
call me Victoria.
This feels like, so
basically
good.
So when I was kind of over it, I was like, okay, I already got mine. I want you to get yours. I could make it happen for him when I started talking dirty. It was just like mm-hmm. a switch turned on, yeah. boom, there. And for some guys, if you say, hey, I want you to do this here, it's like a switch. Yeah, it's like, yes. Switch. And then yeah. it gets them there. So I've had one guy where I would let him do that. But then after that, like, that's all that he would do. And I got over it. I'm like, okay, I'm done. This is not fun for me anymore.
Huh, that's weird.
But if it's a, you know, I think like once in a while, I think it's kind of cool because there's so many other places you can go to that I think are just equally or just, you know, depending.
I'd rather just ingest it.
And that's another thing
That's another question I have.
So with the mouthwash, we shall now refer to it as mouthwash.
They're quitters.
Thank you. Tell Vicky that.
They're quitters.
We were having this conversation
Here's
yesterday.
My thing. If they do not take care of themselves.
Don't even care. I care, obviously.
I've definitely had a mouthful of some rank mouthwash before.
Yeah, I have too.
And yeah, it's not. But it doesn't happen all the time.
See, but here's the thing. I don't actually experience that.
And by the way, pineapple mouthwash is a thing.
Yeah.
What?
I've
never had pineapple mouthwash before.
It works. You know what she's referring to, though, right?
Yeah. What, you just eat a bunch of pineapple that day?
Yeah. I mean, like I've
dated. It works with girls, too, apparently.
Yeah, it works with girls, too. It makes you sweeter. But, like, I've been with.
I'm always sweet.
I've been with guys who, like, you know, just really like pineapple juice. And so it's something that's in their diet. And actually, like,
does it taste like pineapple or does it taste sweet?
Yeah, it has a hint of that, like, pineapple flavor.
Really?
Because I remember the first time it happened, like, I was like, what the hell? Do you eat a lot of pineapple? And he was like, I drink pineapple juice, like, all the time. And I'm like, holy hell, it really works.
That is so cool. You're so like, I have, like, brush my teeth like, and use mouthwash more and more.
Four know, cans right? of pineapple in my house right now. I'm going to just go home and eat a whole one.
Yeah, do it.
Just because it's like, I'm paranoid.
So good.
I do love pineapple, but I don't really, my thing is with guys, I'll do that action, but we finish our workout by doing other stuff.
Yeah.
Like I very rarely have to finish the workout for him in that way. So I don't really come across that very often.
But you have.
Yeah.
I could not even like imagine.
I'm like, if I don't care about you, like I don't like what.
To me, that would be so awkward. Me being like.
Well, isn't it like I'll go to the restroom? It's not like I do it right then and there. I'll go to the restroom.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. See, my bedroom is like a little bit of a walk to the bathroom.
Hold on, hold on. I'm in my room.
And like drooling in the mouthwash. No. Like, I couldn't even imagine that. That's so weird. Or what if he like starts making out with you afterwards?
Okay, most men don't do that.
No, guys don't.
What guys am I sleeping with? Because like all the
porn
guys I
stars,
do,
apparently.
All the guys. That is so weird.
It's like the guys
guys like kiss me after. All guys like.
The guys that like, don't mind typically, you know, there's one guy who likes
kinky.
Likes the mouthwash, his own mouthwash. So.
Yeah, I mean, like there definitely are guys out there that do that. But like your typical guy.
He's just like, can you brush your teeth or rinse out real quick?
Yeah. Or like they just like won't open mouth kiss you type of a mm-hmm. thing. Like,
I just did you a favor, buddy.
What about? Yeah. What about if it's opposite?
I give zero Fs.
Yeah, see, right?
Come up, kiss me, come up, stick your covered in mouthwash. Like, I don't
I'll lick
care.
Your fingers yeah. like a fudge.
I keep myself.
All right.
my mouthwash has not expired.
How am I going to edit this?
I'm going to cry. Oh, my God.
Okay, so.
Hi, Dad.
Needless to say, I am not as normal as I thought I was. I really thought, honestly, was a normal activity that happens all the time.
Yeah, because you're not a quitter. You're a quitter, right? That's what I'm getting
here.
I am
not a quitter, and I love lotion everywhere.
The mouthwash is fine depending on
So you like
consistency and
you like swirl it around in your mouth to see how it's doing.
No, it's, some of them taste like.
You kind of try it out a little bit. First. I'm like, I don't know if I want.
Have you guys ever like stuck your finger in your ear, like scratched your ear, and then accidentally like had to bite your nail or something? You tasted your earwax. Some guys.
No.
That,
what?
You've never accidentally like had like a like if you've ever done it, that's what some guys' mouthwash is like, and it's just like, nope. I used
first
to actually.
Of all, you're a wackadoo. Second of all, I feel like it's like a shot. It's like not a lot of people don't like taking shots, and they.
This is why
it doesn't linger.
Yeah,
it's it's also it's a consistency thing though too.
True. Okay.
And this is why I don't. I don't like coconut. Cottage,
you
don't like
I feel you cheese, on you. That.
No.
It's a consistency. If it's a consistency thing for you, then I am going to stop hounding you, and I'll understand.
I can't drink coconut water. I know everyone's like, this is the best for hangover cures. Yeah. And I know it's not quite the same consistency, but when I drink coconut water, it gives me that same kind of vibe.
I always am like, just like, dude, just gotta take it for the team.
Kind of slimy.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's why I'm like, I can't do it. And I used to. Yeah. It's a funny thing. When I was a high schooler with my boyfriend, I'd do that all the time. I did not care. But I think his was, he had a lot of ranch dressing. So it wasn't too bad.
Ew. Oh, wait, it wasn't too bad?
It tasted like ranch.
Ish.
Oh, that's not. That's nasty.
Did you want to put like a carrot?
I would
get
need
some buffalo wings.
I would need legit mouthwash after that. Like real straight up mouthwash.
Right. Actually, true story. Years ago, I think I was 20 at the time, so good, almost 7-8 years ago, hooked up with a buddy. You need to drink a lot of water, people.
Yes, water helps.
Because
why? What happens if you don't?
He would not consume any water.
Mm-hmm.
His liquids were coffee and energy drinks.
Yeah.
Would this make so the it was like or the flavor?
It legitimately, it was looked like cottage cheese.
Oh!
Legitimately. It wasn't like, oh, kind of cottage cheese. It was honestly cottage cheese.
I love cottage cheese, like the real cottage cheese, but that's like disgusting.
I'm going to put some mouthwash in your cottage cheese.
But like I saw that. He was my buddy. He'd been my best friend for years.
Like,
and
what?
So when I saw that, I was like, dude, what is wrong with you? And he's like, what? I'm like, that's not normal. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, is that not what it's supposed to look like? That is not what it's supposed to look like. That
dude,
is not because
you watch
you're
porn.
Like, I'm so glad you called him out on it.
Yeah. And so he started drinking water after that.
Good.
Side note, is there a tissue somewhere?
I
have some mouthwash. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
My nose
is it on
running.
Your face?
Yeah.
No, there's not.
All right. Cool.
Anywho.
You're SOL.
Sorry.
I think that might be a good place to end it. So we talked about lotion, mouthwash.
You put the lotion on its skin or else it gets the mouthwash again. That's actually so true.
Yeah, it does. We talked about 10-year reunions,
mm-hmm.
where we should have them, all that good
existential
stuff.
Crisis.
Yeah. How do you meet people in Seattle or Washington in the year 2017? That's not online because I don't want to do online dating.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Which, by the way, text us 253-778-6029 and let us know where we should go.
You
can
also call us and we'll play your voicemail on the podcast.
Hell yeah. I want Cassie and the German to just leave us like a super angry German voicemail.
Can you do that for us, buddy?
Please.
Please.
I don't know if he speaks German. I could totally be like stereotyping right now.
Well, I mean, someone announces that they are a certain race, you'd think that they'd.
You should pretend if you don't.
Just do an accent. Yeah, it's okay. You don't have to say it in German. Just make up the accent.
I want it angry, though.
Angry.
Ah!
And say she's going to use it later.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
her own alone
her
time.
Her coin for my toy.
Did I ever tell you I hooked up with a German dude once from Germany?
Oh! Do you sound like that? But, like, this podcast is not over.
No, it was like in the summer. But he was like this skinny little kid. He was so cute. He was so sweet.
Oh, man. I had such a different image in my head. When
I know. You think
no,
like
too.
Viking looking, just big old muscular dude.
Yeah, kind of dirty.
But then he had like a legit accent. So, but when he tried to talk dirty in English, it sounded very awkward. Like a teenager.
See,
like, he doesn't know what to say. So I'm like, at one point, I'm like, please, hey, you should talk dirty to me in German. And it was... that was
that's
sexy.
Cool. He could have been saying anything.
It's like, I'm gonna go get groceries after this. Oh yeah, we're having sex. We are having all the sex right now.
Here is my lotion. Do you need some
like
mouthwash?
It?
Oh man, no, because that's so funny. Because all I imagine is him acting like that one actor who, God, he was in Pitch Perfect 2 or whatever, and he did the party pooper YouTube video. The Jennifer's party pooper.
Oh,
she,
yes,
she goes to the party and she takes a poops.
Oh, my God. Like, sounds like Rev.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. Rhett does a German accent.
He does do it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the Facebook drama.
He's a party pooper.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's just what I imagine. Oh,
say Losage, would you like me to put lotion? Oh, now that I got it to Jamaican.
Yeah, that went, like, straight on the other freaking hemisphere. Come
really,
on, girl.
I really liked it, though.
I'm tired and hungry. I'm over. I'm over. I'm done. Right, I'm over this. Good. But yeah, we talked
go
about...
Go get some lotion tonight, everyone. No. Put it wherever your heart
maybe
desires.
Maybe we should go out tonight, Sage.
Get
yeah, I
lotion.
Mean, like, I did...
Lotion.
I packed last night, and I'm,
still got tomorrow
I got
night.
All...
Are you still got more packing to do? I'll help you pack.
I do still have more packing to do.
I'll help you. We can go
out. All right, girl.
All right, we'll do it. But yeah, till next time, guys.
Yeah, text us.
Text us.
And
message.
Let us know where hold we on. Should go.
Because we need to get some...
D! D! These nuts!